Ladies and gentlemen, the podcast is about to begin. Please take your seats and we'll get started. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for being with me and taking some time to listen to me rant. As always, I have Mike with me here in the studio. No.
El Guapo.
Today he's El Guapo. Perdón. Con permiso, El Guapo. ¿Puedo hablar?
I feel Spanish in high school. So you lost me.
Gotcha. So this is actually going to be a quick podcast. And I always say that and I go over time. But, you know, I think that it's something important to address. And I think it's something that we should all think about. And it comes down to word of mouth marketing. And for a long time now, I'm always sort of, well, if you know me, you know I'm already a full-time digital geek. So, you know, I live and breathe this stuff. But I listen to what small business people have to say, as well as large corporations. And I like to hear the talk, what's going on in people's minds. Not in a report, not in a meeting, but what do they actually personally think? And I hear a lot of people say that word of mouth is the best form of marketing. I don't think anybody can argue with that. I don't think anybody can disagree. There's nothing better than word of mouth. The whole reputation management segment of the marketing industry has really matured and come a long way. And that's a clear indication of how important word of mouth is, because even if it's not direct word of mouth, even if it's an online review, something that somebody left on your Facebook page, technically that can influence up to 9 other purchases. So if someone comes to your restaurant, and just thought of a personal example, Michael, the Burger 21.
Yes.
We actually had an experience at a Burger 21. It wasn't anything wrong with the food. It was actually just a manager who had made an inappropriate comment. Not going to go into any more detail than that. But the manager was absolutely fabulous. Called me on my personal line from his personal line. It's funny, both of us being entrepreneurs / marketers, whatnot, we understood how important it was for a customer to be satisfied. And he brought us back in for another try, and we had a fabulous meal, and we left a glowing review. But the point is that glowing review is now part of word-of-mouth marketing. So why am I talking about this? I've put out a few polls and a few surveys and whatnot asking, you know, what channels of marketing are you using these days? What have you tried? What do you rely on the most? And people almost seem to stick their nose in the air a little bit and say word of mouth marketing. And I think that's great. I have also been the beneficiary of word of mouth marketing, and I'm very grateful for that. But I also read an experience of a colleague recently online. They were talking about how someone who's been doing business with them for over 30 years, they're now doing business with those people's kids, and the kids are just absolutely terrible as customers or clients. And the point is, you may have word of mouth marketing on your side at the moment, and maybe you have for the last couple of decades, but eventually things change. All good things come to pass, all bad things come to pass, sure. But the point is, what do you have in place for when your word of mouth is not the foundation that you're on? because if you're only standing on a foundation of word of mouth as your marketing strategy, you're not standing on safe soil, I guess. And I felt bad when I read that personal sort of outpour from a colleague, but I couldn't help but think, you know, why didn't you have some inbound marketing in place? You know, had you thought in the last 5 years about your website or your SEO or whether it's mobile friendly? What are you doing to really carve out and define your voice on social media? What are you doing as far as social PPC to really, really sniper target in on your target audience and deliver that message to the people you know need to see it and are the perfect ideal customer? They just need to know who you are and the fact that you're there. Mike, anything? Because I feel like I'm really just sort of...
There's a lot that could be said. Let me give you this best example. About 25 years ago, I would say... Yeah, about 1991, 1992, cellular phones were starting to hit the market. And people said, oh, I'm not going to worry about it. Cellular telephone's not going to impact my business. That, you know, people still need to use the phone, so they're going to call me on my landline. And to a fair extent, that was true. Then the internet hit. 1994, 1995, schools were getting the internet more. The internet was more readily available. Things called internet cafes were popping up. All of a sudden, AOL just booms into the market, and AOL says, hey, we're going to be your one-stop shop for all your, for everything, from shopping to everything. Businesses are like, no, I got word of mouth. I have friends that tell my friends and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. 98, 99 rolls around. Businesses call eBay, where it's kind of like the universal worldwide yard sale. And then Amazon comes out. Oh, I'm not worried. I still could sell my goods and services. I have word of mouth. Well, guess what? We live in a generation in which our children are glued to their smartphones or tablets or glued to the internet, and they talk more online than they do in person.
Yeah.
So the word, like, so if you own a business and you say, oh, you know, Jim's been my customer for 30 years. Well, Jim Jr. is going to look online because Jim Jr. will rather trust something he sees online versus what his father would say. Unfortunately, that sometimes is the case. So for people to say word of mouth is my only way of doing business, then I would honestly say to them, unless you are so successful where your brand or your product is needed, not wanted, needed, get ready to have an early retirement.
And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because in the blog, you know, I often blog and podcast together. One of the things that I put as the ways that your word of mouth marketing can deteriorate is new ways to communicate. The fact is, people aren't spreading the word on the same channels that they used to. We're talking to people in real life less and less, and we're talking to them online more and more. I'm not only telling my friends and family and neighbors about a great dining experience I had at Burger 21. Hey, they make a great veggie burger. I mean, as far as vegetarians go, definitely. But we're now talking on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and LinkedIn and you name it, and Twitter. And I think the point is that if you're not on those platforms, then they're probably not talking about you. Now, if they do follow you in real life, if these are dedicated customers, dedicated clients, you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to follow you on social media and they're going to follow your blog. And that's something that every business person needs to leverage. I can't say that strongly enough. In addition to new ways to communicate, new communication channels, the fact the second screen generation, so people aren't on just one screen at a time. They're on their tablet or their smartphone while they're watching TV and vice versa. And
I mean, not to interrupt, mm-hmm. Camille, but I'll give you best example. CBS is launching a new Star Trek series in the January 2017. It's going to be available on the CBS app. You know, we're not endorsing them or anything, but this for any
we'll
Star
endorse
Trek.
Star Trek. We're Star Trek fans.
Oh yes, we are. But the app will not. I mean, this show will not be on television. It will not be on television. And if advertisers want to advertise to millions of people that are going to watch this, they have to get on board onto the internet train and start getting their advertising ready.
Absolutely. And I've said to many people before, you need to advertise on a streaming app because that is, you know, between streaming apps and live streaming, that is the TV of the future. But I'm, you know, getting off topic there. There's also the issue of vulnerability, and I go into a few points in the blog. It's definitely a worthy read, not to, you know, toot my own horn there, but reputation vulnerability, along with new channels, new ways to spread that word of mouth, also comes a certain bit of vulnerability because people today seem to have what we call keyboard courage, and they're a lot more likely to be more harsh online than they would be face to face. And so someone can go on your Facebook page, maybe they've never even eaten at your restaurant, maybe they've never even procured any of your services in any fashion, but for some reason they've got a bone to pick and they're going to leave a negative review. That negative review is going to be seen by a lot of people, and it's going to affect a lot of your potential clientele. And so that's another reason that you need to be proactively on those other channels. Notice I'm really saying that it's not even an optional thing. And I can remember saying this years ago, that if you're not proactively in control of your reputation will control you and you won't even know that it's happening. Well, that's part of word of mouth marketing.
And that's true. Like, and I'll give this quick analogy. For your business, would you rather have your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend speak about your business, or someone that you that came in for the first time, you know, liked your goods and services and gave you an honest review? You know, you gotta think about that. Do you want your ex, or do you want a honest stranger that is happy with your goods and services to be the one being your second generation digital, you know, word of mouth?
I could not think of a more perfect analogy. That really, really is perfect. And it can be that simple. It can just be someone who's disgruntled or whatever the case may be. Maybe they know someone who knows someone who's friends with you, and for that reason alone, you know, they'll go and leave a middle of the road or worse review. And that is part of your word of mouth marketing today. It's a requirement. It's critical. It's not optional. Sorry to be redundant, but it's that important. It really is, because word of mouth today is written on a screen, on a lit up screen. Another thing too that I would like to mention is business model changing. Sometimes, we'll say an acquaintance, an associate, a friend, I don't know what you would call, but that's not the point.
Who are we talking about?
I just had to mouth it to him. No, seriously, but he runs a good business, and he's busy as he could be. You know, sometimes word of mouth marketing, it will always change, and nothing is immune from time decay. Nothing. You know, word of mouth changes over time. Well, he used to run a business that focused on custom cars, customization, security systems, stereos, wheels, rims, and he had a very niche clientele that was very lucrative, brought a lot of money into the shop, and he's great for it because he runs good, honest business. He doesn't overcharge people. He does fabulous work.
And a good, honest business person.
Yeah, he really is. He's almost like a little poster guy for the American dream in terms of entrepreneurship, you know, with his car shop. But over the years, because he only relied on word of mouth marketing alone, he's got no digital presence. He's now a repair shop, and there's nothing wrong with a repair shop, but that's not what he wanted it to be, and that's not the clientele that he wanted to keep decade after decade, where now he's just got every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the shop getting an oil changed or a transmission fixed or something. No one's in there because they're looking to win a trophy at the next custom car show. And so because of that, his business model changed, and he didn't want it to. He didn't even know it was happening. It's like the frog that cooks slowly.
The truth of the matter was the industry took him over. He didn't take over the industry. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It was just that something he was not prepared for.
But I ran an analysis, and guess what? There, in a 40-mile radius alone, there are 1.4 million prospective customers for what he would prefer to be doing. Customizing cars, winning contests, you know, showing his cars at car shows and whatnot. There are 1.4 people out there, and he's not, they don't know he exists. They don't know the shop is there. He also mentioned the competition that's popped up all over. And people go where they know. If you don't know of anywhere else to go, you're going to go to the place that you know of. And because he didn't have, or still doesn't have, that digital presence out there, there's no new word of mouth. And people always talk about lead nurturing. I think that people also need to focus on word of mouth nurturing. Literally, it's sort of a silly phrase, but you need to nurture a new generation of word of mouth on a continual basis so that people are constantly talking about the advantage of doing business with you and the fact that you're there, that you exist.
The best way to explain it is you want a hype man or a hype woman. And, you know, the social channels, like with Facebook being king right now, then you got Twitter, Instagram. I mean, we could go on the list of social channels. Those are the channels that your hype man or hype woman would go and say, hey, we do this type of work. If you bake specialty cakes, you want those channels to be your hype channels to, you know, hype up that. These are the channels that are open to you, and these are free until you get into the paid advertising, but that's another topic for Camille to talk on. But if you're not using it, you're losing it. And one day you're going to look back and you're going to say, if I only spent, you know, this much of my budget doing this versus waiting on a 30-year-old customer that's now retiring and not going to need your goods or services no more to continue running your business, you trust me, you don't want to be in that boat.
And I think the sad part is, this podcast comes to a close. I think the sad part is watching the reality of it, because this isn't just something that I've read about or studied or, you know, analyzed from business to business, but this is something where we see colleagues and even friends closing up shop, changing their businesses, getting jobs, or different jobs, I should say, and doing things that they never planned on because they didn't keep up with the way that people communicate about brands today. And maybe that's the fundamental difference, is that it used to be word of mouth, because it was literally word of mouth face to face. And today it's how people communicate about brands.
True. Again, do you want your ex-wife talking about your business,
yeah,
or ex-husband, or do you want a brand new business, brand new customer that likes your goods and services that is now becoming part of your hype team, going on social media and hyping your business up?
Yeah, and remember that that's an analogy. Please don't hire your significant other to do your marketing. we've seen that also not work, but... definitely get, you know, avoid the ex issue, avoid letting your reputation management get out of control before it's too late, and definitely look out for someone who can help with a new generation of word of mouth and to get your presence out there very strongly. And remember that things aren't divided anymore. There are still people out there who believe that different parts of marketing are siloed. You know, social media is only social media and SEO is only SEO. Everything holds hands today. Reputation management, the wording of a review, determines whether it comes up in search results. So, do you want a review about your business, possibly not a good one, coming up in search results, or would you prefer your Facebook page come up on a Google search results page? You know, SEO permeates everything, social permeates everything. I think that it's time that we look at modern word of mouth as a multi-channel thing. It's everywhere.
True. And again, guys, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Camille's two cents are always free. You know, hit her up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, email her, email her, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's a good place to hit her up at. You know, don't be afraid. If you're hearing this podcast, you're like, I still don't understand this, or, hey, Mike is great. I like Mike. I love Mike. Mike is wonderful. Let her know. You know, send a message to Camille. Say, you know, hey, I listened to your podcast, or I read your blog, or I heard you speak. I still don't understand this. She's always here to help you guys. All ships sail well together.
Mm-hmm.
Or something of that saying. I forget.
Rising tide lifts all ships there.
Yeah, but I'm hydrophobic, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone. You know, time is our most precious resource, and you spent some of it with us, and thank you so very much. Remember, the website is camille-forte.com, or just type Camille Forte into the search engine. You'll find me. And I really hope to hear from you. Send me your questions, comments, rotten tomatoes, whatever. But I look forward to hearing from you, and best of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, best.
So I'll send this off. So from myself, El Wapo, and Camille, thank you so much for listening, and you guys take care.